USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The U.S. Senate's now considering the bill to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending. And Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tells his colleagues, you're going nowhere.
The Senate will stay in session until we send a bill avoiding default to the president's desk, and we will keep working until the job is done.
The Senate's considering amendments to the House-passed bill, but if one amendment were to pass the Senate, the whole bill would have to go back to the House, creating more delays. The Treasury Secretary says unless Congress raises the debt ceiling, the U.S. could default on some debt as early as Monday. Several reports quote Justice Department sources as saying the special counsel has a recording from 2021 of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he took from the White House. Barbara McQuaid, a former U.S. attorney, now law professor at the University of Michigan, says that could be a violation of the 100-year-old Espionage Act.
The Espionage Act was passed during the time of World War I, before we had the current classification system. Instead, it just talks about national defense information. And so that takes this whole issue of classification off the table.
Never forget your sacred oath to the U.S. Constitution. That's what President Biden told graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy today. He also noted that this graduating class in Colorado Springs is one of the most diverse in history. On this first day of the hurricane season, the National Hurricane Center is watching a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico. It has about a 50-50 chance of becoming a tropical depression or a tropical storm. Either way, it is expected to drench the Florida Gulf Coast all weekend. It may take you a little longer to board your flight on Spirit Airlines today. Spirit says its website, its mobile app, and its airport check-in kiosks all went down due to what it will only call a technical issue. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
California is a step closer to banning state workers from using TikTok on their work phones. A bill moving its way through the state legislature would ban social media apps considered high risk. A new department within NASA is taking a new look at something that's been around and been unexplained for several decades, what used to be called UFOs, unidentified flying objects. The group held its first public hearing yesterday, sharing video of objects in the sky moving in ways that experts can't explain. Astrophysicist Adam Frank says it's about time government officials started taking the issue seriously.
And then we'll be in a position to, you know, to begin to say whether or not there's anything actually unusual here and whether there's anything that even goes beyond human physics.
The head of a similar group within the Defense Department says they get as many as 100 reports a month, and as many as 5% of them appear to be what experts now call UAP, unexplained anomalous phenomena. A new hotel concept's opening in Las Vegas tomorrow. The Lexi will be the town's first cannabis-inclusive hotel, meaning you'll be able to light up in the rooms. But how long will it stay open? The Lexi does not have a cannabis consumption lounge license, and Nevada law bans cannabis consumption in public places. But the hotel owners contend that Nevada law is not clear on cannabis use inside the privacy of a hotel room, so they say they're okay. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.